Blog Talk Radio.
Strategies, but you visited my new my website, Mark Goulson. I'm the author of Just Listen, which became the top book on listening in the world. And and what's unconventional is that listening is now the disruptive part of communication. And Just
okay.
Listen is about how do you listen into people. So recently, I went to Moscow to teach the Russian Federation managers, not the politicians, how to get better results by listening to their employees, and it went so well they did a highlight reel because I engaged with the audience, and I want to give you the three, and listeners, the three DA formula. So I had them at hello, and I spoke for 6 hours. And you can use, I use this wherever I speak. And here's the key. What I will say is it's a good idea to get where your audience is coming from. So let me see if I get where you're coming from. So these were managers for the Russian Federation, over 400 of them. And I said, and it was in real time, it was translated into Russian. So I spoke in English, and they heard Russian. And I said, if you're managers, you're judged on the results you get, and you don't get them directly. You have to get them through other people. Is that true? So you have to get the person's situation. And they said, da. And then I said, and is the reason that you're here because your old approach of being pushing and command and control is not getting you all the results you want, plus it's stressing others out and stressing you out. Is that true? Oh, da. And then finally I said, and if I could give you doable by you tactics where there's no upsell, you don't have to buy a course, you don't even have to buy the book that's out at front, and you don't have to like psychology, and you don't even have to like insight. But if I could give you doable by you tactics that you could use immediately to get better results that's less stressful, would this be worth your time and the money you pay? And they said, oh, da. So, and I had them at hello, Tony. And I think that's a good mindset to have also, because a lot of times out of our anxiety, we tend to push instead of trying to listen into wherever you're coming from.
Let me ask you some questions. I haven't asked you a question yet. You've worked with CEOs like IBM, FedEx, Disney, to name a few. Your topics are pretty much win in business without losing it in life, which I really appreciate. Most people would say someone who is successful and smart enough to run IBM shouldn't need your help. What's the common denominator with all of your clients?
Well, it's lonely at the top. People are looking to you to have the answers. People are looking to you to have confidence in where you're going. People are looking to you to be able to see beyond the horizon. I'm kind of their confidant. And what's interesting is as they are able to speak to me as their confidant and a key confidant, what happens is when someone, a big CEO who has a great front to the public says, can I tell you how afraid I am? And I say, I think you just did. What's that all about? And what happens is as people can share what's going on underneath, their anxiety goes down, they calm down, and they are able to come up with their own strategies. So I'm a neuroscientist, and I'll throw a little neuroscience your way and your listener's way. When we're under stress, our cortisol goes high, and when your cortisol goes high, there's a part of your brain, in the emotional part of your brain, that hijacks you away from being able to think. And the antidote for cortisol going high is something called oxytocin, and oxytocin is the hormone that's related to bonding and feeling less alone. And here's something that some of your audience will like, and especially your female audience, and a lot of people chuckle. One of the reasons that women outlive men is because when men are under stress, their cortisol goes high, they withdraw because they feel vulnerable and a little bit paranoid because they're feeling unsure, and then they devise a plan, come back, take the hill, but their cortisol stays high the whole time, and cortisol has been shown to break down nerve cells. I mean, break down neurons. And whereas women, what happens is they know that if they can speak and feel not just understood but felt instead of given a solution, they get a surge of oxytocin. The oxytocin goes up, the cortisol goes down, that part of their emotional brain called the amygdala, which hijacks us away from thinking, goes back into its holster, and they come up with their own solutions.
Let me give the audience a little bit of context, too, because I did a little bit of research. You were a psychiatry professor for over 25 years. You were also an FBI police hostage negotiator, which in itself is impressive. How did you get started teaching CEOs to be influential? Isn't that something, you know, you mentioned that CEOs feel that it's sort of lonely at the top, but how did you get started teaching them how to be more influential? Because I would think that would be sort of a natural thing for them to do.
Well, I was a suicide specialist for 25 years. I was a UCLA professor for 25 years. And I would also do house calls to dying patients, and a number of these would be powerful founders. And at the 11th hour, I would resolve conflicts that had never been resolved in the family or in the closely held business. And after I would resolve them, mainly by speaking to the elephant in the room that no one was addressing, what would happen is they would say, "Can you come and work in our company?" And I said, "I don't know. I'm a psychiatrist. You know, I deal with chips on the shoulder, jealousy, people undermining other people. Do you got any of that?" And they said, "That's all we have." And so what happened is I then crossed over into family businesses, and I realized there's an elephant in the room in almost all businesses. And if you can bring out the elephant in the room in a non-judgmental way and just bring it out, what happens is people look at each other and say, "Well, I guess that's out. We better deal with it." And then I'd find a way to facilitate that. And what would happen is the CEOs would, and I'll tell you, one of the biggest obstacles to success in life and in business, tell me if you agree with this, is conflict avoidance. A lot of people are avoiding conflict. Now, there are, now a number of CEOs, they can avoid conflict. However, you know, when it comes to issues of personality in their executive team, like let's say there is a high-producing bully that's putting the company at risk, but he or she's a high producer, or you need them because they're an IT genius, and you need to be able to confront them, but they're going to blow up, I'm able to help CEOs do that. The follow-on book to Just Listen, which in Russian is I Hear You Through and Through, my most recent book is called Talking to Crazy, How to Deal with the Irrational and Impossible People in Your Life. And in the Russian edition, I kid you not, is How to Talk to A-Holes, and it has gone viral. And no, really, and the idea is Just Listen, which a lot of my hostage negotiation and suicide experience is, how do you get people to open up? And you get them to open up by listening, not just to them, but into them. And Talking to Crazy is, once you get in there, how do you disarm them when they're acting irrational or impossible? And so that's kind of a duo. And let me demonstrate listening to you instead of to you. Would that be okay?
Okay.
Got 30 seconds.
I have some other questions to get to, and
okay.
You know,
well, I'm gonna listen. You ask the questions.
Okay. So one of the questions that I wanted to ask is, I found this really intriguing, and I don't want to get political here, but you are you are a former FBI hostage negotiator. Do you have any thoughts about how the FBI has been characterized by this administration? I was curious about your take when I saw that.
Yeah, well, but to clarify, I'm a negotiation trainer, so I wasn't employed by them, but I would train them on how to disarm things. My characterization is people who have nothing to hide have nothing to fear. People who have a lot to hide have a lot to fear. And so if you can keep beating on the people that may blow the whistle on you, what you're really trying to do is so provoke them or influence other people into thinking your way that you get people on the defensive. And when people are on the defensive, so if you can get the FBI on the defensive, it causes other people to think, oh, they're on the defensive. Maybe they're hiding something. And here's what people are hiding who have nothing to hide are hiding. When someone is so appalling and dismissive and disdainful towards you, what you're hiding is your desire to eviscerate them. So what happens is, and one of the ways all difficult people from the bullies to the whiners and complainers get the better of decent people is they push decent people into their rage. And once you're feeling enraged, your attention splits and you try to keep a lid on something that doesn't align with who you are, which is a desire to say something and react meanly back towards the person. If you can remember Jeb Bush and dealing with then Donald Trump, you could see in Jeb Bush's eyes when Trump was insulting him or degrading him, Jeb Bush is just a really decent person. It's really a decent family, the Bush family. You could see in his eyes, and he would smile like a deer in the headlights, saying, "Boy, you have no idea what I would like to say in response to what you just said, but we're on national TV, so I'm not going to say anything." And he was like a deer in the headlights of a car, and I think that's what the present administration is trying to do to anyone that might oppose it.
I love it. Tell me really quickly what people are going to get from your book. Give me three tips and tell us what you're going to get from getting the book.
So what you're going to get from just listening and talking to crazy, what you're going to get is you're going to find a way to cause people to open up to you and want to listen to what you have to say. But the key is you have to get, as I said at the beginning, if you can communicate that you get their situation, where you get them in their situation, and you get where they're trying to go, they feel, you got me, now I'll listen to what you have to say.
Okay. Tell me really quick, I see we've got some people on the line, and I don't know if they have questions, but we'll go to them in a sec. Where can people get copies of your book? How can people work with you?
So I work in terms of keynotes, workshops, and one-on-one. If you go to markgoulston.com, markgoulston.com, you can. There's a link there which will give you the first chapter from Just Listen, which some reviewers have said is one of the best first chapters of books. And if you read it, you'll see why. And so that's the best way, is to just go to markgoulston.com.
Okay. I had a thought. I'm going to send you a message because I have a few people I want to introduce you to or in media that I think would love to have you on as guests on their shows if you're interested. So I can connect you with them once we're off air. Let me go to the lines, and I see we've got a few people. Hi, it's Tony. Who's this? Do you have a question for the doctor? Hello. Okay, you're not there. Hi, this is Tony. Do you have a question for the doctor? Hello. Okay. I heard someone on this line. Hi, this is Tony. Do you have a question for the doctor or a comment? Hello.
Hello, Tony.
Okay.
This is Inez.
Hi, Inez.
Yes.
Okay, I can hear you now. I couldn't hear you. Did you have a question or a comment for our guest?
Yes, because I really liked when he first started talking about it. I had them at hello. And his tips about what he says, doable tactics that you can use immediately. That was amazing. And I could see why you would have them at hello. So thank you for that.
I appreciate that. And Inez, I know you have, if this is the Inez, I think it is, you and I have worked in the past. Did you want to, we're doing a promote your business Friday. Did you want to promote your business? Tell us who you are, what you do, and your website.
Oh, absolutely. I am Inez Bracy. I am your Audacious Living and Confidence Coach, and my website is inezbracy.com.
All right. Sounds good. I appreciate that. And, Doctor, let me ask you if you have any speaking opportunities that are coming up or events that are coming up that you want to promote.
If people can contact me at markgulston.com, I'm doing a free webinar. What I've done is I put out a survey to my 500,000 Twitter followers and 10,000 LinkedIn contacts, because part of my focus is to help people to win in business without losing at life. I'll tell you, doing house calls to a number of CEOs, a number of them said they thought they outsmarted themselves. One of them said, everything I thought was important turned out to be unimportant, and everything that I thought was unimportant turned out to be important, and maybe I just blew it. So you can't help but be influenced.
Give me sort of an idea of what that means, because I found that statement really intriguing. Winning at business without losing at life. What exactly does that mean?
So here's an example. There was one person, he was dying. I can't say who he was, but he was well known to America, and he was beloved by America. But his personal life was, you know, somewhat of a shambles. And I remember I saw him, and I said, you look terrible, and I don't think it's because you're dying, because you've been dying as long as I've been seeing you. So they liked that I could just talk straight to them. I said, what's going on? He said, I don't think I've ever done anything important. I said, what? You have a hospital named after you. You've created thousands of jobs. And he looked at me, and he was beloved, and he had this dry sense of humor. He looked at me and he said, don't con a con man, especially when he's dying. I have all the love that money can buy, but I also have ex-wives, kids on trust funds, kids on drugs. So maybe, just maybe, I outsmarted myself. And so, you know, because I'm quick on my feet, I said to him, you know, because I knew about his private life, and I said, so if I told you you really did well and, you know, you really helped the world, it wouldn't work. And he looked at me and he said, no, not now. And then I looked at him and I said, you know, there's a couple words I've been thinking of using with you, but they wouldn't be kind, especially since you're dying, but I get to use them. And the two words are narcissist and sociopath, and it may be that you're getting exactly what you deserve. And then I started to list things that I'm sure people in his personal life wanted to lay into him, and then he looked at me, and he smiled, and he said, stop. I said, I was just beginning. And he said, stop, I get it. And I said, what did you get? And then he smiled at me, and he said, this is not a good time for me to be asking these questions. And I said, true. You know, pain relief, morphine drip, get out of Dodge. Doctor's orders.
Interesting. You're direct. I'll give you that. Let me see if we have. I see someone on the line. Hi, this is Tony. This is.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, this is Tony. Who's this?
Hello?
Hello. Nobody there. Okay. So, Doctor, before we let you go, why don't you tell everybody once again where they can reach out to you and get copies of your book?
Well, you can get copies. I have 7 books, and if you're Russian, four of them in Russian are bestsellers in Russia. So just go to Amazon.com, look up Mark Gulston, my books. My most recent one, Talking to Crazy, was just released in paperback with a new foreword by Marshall Goldsmith, executive coach. And you can go to Amazon or go to my site, markgulston.com, and you can click on a link there and you'll see the first chapter from Just Listen. One last thing, I'd like people to go to my Twitter account, at Mark Gulston, because my personal passion is stopping suicide. So I'm getting back into that. And my top tweet has had 1.2 million impressions and 880 comments. And it basically is, have you ever known anyone who died by suicide or known of someone? And I've created a supportive, compassionate community where I have people, and they're just talking, and they're just commenting all the people they've known who've killed themselves and how they've tried. So, you know, my personal mission in life is to go out there and lessen, stop suicide in veterans, teenagers, and So anyone who can help me with that, I'd appreciate it.
All right, sounds good. If you will send me a message via email and remind me, let me see what I can do to help as well.
That'd be great. And we'll talk offline because I have ways, ideas about helping you too. I live to serve.
Well, I appreciate that. If you'd like to hang out, please do. Otherwise, Dr. Goulston, thank you so much for being on the show. Will you come back and talk to us again?
I would love that. I'd love to meet you someday.
All right. Sounds good. And
if you are a professional who feels stuck under a glass ceiling and your gifts are going to waste, then I have a special gift for you. I'm Amanda Eloesh, San Francisco's leading spiritual success mentor, and I find that many professionals who come to me feel like they've tried everything they can think of to get ahead and still hunger for more meaning and fulfillment. I can help you to reach more clients and make more money through deep spiritual awakening and medicine ceremonies. For a complimentary 60-minute exploration of how I can help you, visit eloesh.com, that's eloesh.com, and grab your Breakthrough to Success mentoring kit. It's my gift to you so you can stop struggling and start living your purpose now.
Planning an event can be difficult. With all the choices, it can be overwhelming. Do you use a big, expensive hotel conference center? Do you use an eating establishment that doesn't have the equipment you need on site to make your event successful? Are you on a tight budget? Then the space you're looking for is MeetingSpaceForYou.com for the Beacon Center, Las Vegas' premier meeting and conference center. At the Beacon Center, we have a simple put-it-back-the-way-you-found-it structure that will save you money on your next event. At the Beacon Center, we have over 1,300 square feet of space that makes it perfect for your next business presentation, family gathering, wedding and reception, conference, seminar, bridal or baby showers. Anytime you need the space, we have it. But at the Beacon Center, we are more than just space. We have comfortable padded chairs, a 65-inch high-resolution television, high-speed Wi-Fi, and so much more, making the Beacon Center the perfect place for your next event. Book your next event today at MeetingSpaceForYou.com. That's MeetingSpaceForYou.com for the Beacon Center, just minutes from the Strip. The Beacon Center, the space you're looking for.
Connection, love, and communication. We all have values for these words, but very few of us put them into practice. My name is Corey Johnson, and I'm a youth communication coach that works with teens and their families. You can learn more about me at CoreyJohnsonSpeaker.com. Now, no matter your age, profession, or experiences, all of us can remember a time where we felt connected, loved, and understood by our family members. At 17, I asked, actually, I was told that I would be kicked out of my family home unless I changed. So, the next day, I signed up my family for family counseling. Yeah, my parents and my siblings for a couple months of counseling. Because I believe for me to change, we would all have to go back to understanding each other. My work with youth and their families is done through private coaching, workshops, and speaking engagements at local schools. If your child or someone you know's child is struggling with depression, communication, or expressing themselves, contact me at CoreyJohnsonSpeaker.com. Now, if your child is worried about fitting into a social group, or if you personally are worried about connecting with your child or making sure they stay connected to you, contact me, CoreyJohnsonSpeaker.com. That's CoHNSON, speaker, SPEAKER.com. Corey Johnson Speaker is how you can reach me. I look forward to connecting with you and servicing your family and helping out however I can, because all of us know what it felt like to feel loved, connected, and understood. Now, time that we start to feel like that every day. Peace and love. Take care.
Okay, and our next guest is Scott Sullivan of Inspired Radio, whose mission is to deliver positive programs to the world designed to inspire, inform, educate, and motivate. And I believe Scott is on the line. Scott, are you there? Welcome to the show. Scott, are you there? I hear somebody on the other line. Okay, moving on.
No. I'm right here, Tommy.
Hi, Scott.
Yes, I could hear you, but you couldn't hear me, evidently. I don't know. We've got a great connection, but there's a siren going off in the background.
Yeah, there's a siren going off. There's always a siren going off whenever we do a live program, so that happens. Scott Sullivan, Inspired Radio, thanks for calling in, and welcome to the show. Tell me how long you guys have been around, and what made you decide to launch Inspired Radio? Because it's a little different. It's really about positive programming. How'd you get started?
Well, I did terrestrial radio back in the late 70s, early 80s, and did the standard, you know, sit in the DJ booth and, you know, put together format, and then we did adult, contemporary, country, western, all that, and then I went off and had my whole lifetime of career, and a couple of years ago, a gentleman came back to me, and he says, you know, what you really need is a podcast. So I started looking into these podcasting things, and I found out that you spend your entire time after you become a podcaster, you spend your entire time doing, you know, marketing, trying to find somebody to listen to you, and what niche do I fill, and how do I get subscribers, and, you know, spend a lot of time like that. And then this world just kept getting crazier and crazier out there. So somebody said, well, have you looked at the internet radio? And I said, I haven't looked into internet radio. And he said, well, you should do it. So we started about, I'm going to say a little over a year ago, we formed inspirednewsradio.com. That's the URL, inspirednewsradio.com. And it's a different format because we don't charge anybody. If you've got a message, if you're a podcaster and you're struggling with, you know, getting your message out there, so you continue doing what you're doing, give us, you know, the access to your feed, and we'll put it up on an internet 24-hour-a-day feed, and we'll put it out to the world. So, you know, so when you're done with the Tony Wilkinson show, the guy next door, you know, Tony Wilkins gets off the air, and the next guy that's on the next program gets a little of that bleed over. You don't have to download anything, although there is a downloadable archive, but it just plays 24 hours a day. So we do the best of both worlds, podcasting and broadcasting. And then we have some show, some sponsors that like to, you know, sponsor it. But the, like you said, the mission statement is positive programs delivered to the world that are designed to inspire, inform, educate, and motivate. We're broken into two groups, one on the health and wellness side and one on the business side. So we help people get better at what they do, either internally with their own lives or in their business world. So it's just a positive place. It's, you know, we're not looking to get rich. It's really kind of our way to give back. We've been blessed and highly favored over the years, and we're just helping some new entrepreneurs out there with their message that needs to be sent out to the world.
I appreciate that. And so how many people are tuning in at any one time? It may be a little difficult to quantify at this point, but can you give us sort of an idea?
I sure can, and it's really, with the analytics that we have, as you know, with the analytics that we have today, it's really not hard anymore at all. I mean, we used to use the Nielsen rating when it would go out over the airwaves, and people would say, well, approximately maybe this. Well, I can tell you that last week we had just over 7,000 people log on and listen to at least one show, which means they were on for at least 30 minutes, and that we had a whole bunch, you know, of people like in India, because we interviewed, one of our show hosts interviewed a CEO from an Indian company, and we had like 700 people listening to from India in the 3 o'clock in the morning. So it's really kind of cool. We get listeners from all over the world. We're right now about 85% domestic, meaning United States. And out of those, we're probably another 50 or 60%, I don't have the exact number in front of me, are from California. So we're really big kind of in the California market, but we are, you know, worldwide, and we do rebroadcast those shows during the middle of the night. So there are a lot of countries that are hearing them during the day, you know, on the other side of the world. It's kind of cool, really, actually, to look at the analytics and say, you know, who from, you know, when you see the ones coming from Russia now, you kind of look at them kind of sideways and go, maybe I better check into that. And then, but then you see people logging in from Indonesia and Australia, and it's funny because it's, because we don't charge anything, the hosts usually send out their, you know, an email to their friends and family, and it's like they log in from all over the world. It's really kind of cool.
You know what's interesting, and I'm happy you brought that up, because I, as you know, I've been doing this for a while. We have over 250,000 downloads globally. And I just recently discovered that we've got a good chunk of the market in the UK. We have a number of people in China and Japan who are tuning in, which is something I didn't know. And so it's kind of weird after 7 years, going into season eight, looking at who's actually tuning in to my program and what programs are they actually listening to. So I really appreciate that. Now, one of the things that I was talking to with a guest earlier is that there, when I started my program, doing a podcast, everybody said, oh, a podcast. And I always hated that term because what I do is a live program. It's the internet radio, which I think is a little different. We also
have
advertising.
I agree.
So it's a little different. But back in the day, 8 years ago, nobody knew about getting listeners. Nobody knew about promotion. Nobody knew about how to make money as a podcast, you know, provider or host. This was one of those things that it was really new territory. How did you figure it out?
Well, I've been in sales marketing for 30 years. This was my career after getting out of terrestrial radio in 1982. I spent 30 years of my life in sales and marketing, primarily in the energy business. I did both fossil fuel energy and also solar. So I've built a very, very large network. I have over 80,000 people on my LinkedIn, over 100,000 on my Twitter. So basically what happened was when they kept saying, you should start a podcast, I said the same question you did, Tony, is how do you monetize that? I don't understand it. I don't need another job. I don't need to sit in the studio all week long and try and figure out who's listening. And that's when the internet radio thing came along. I did the podcast for about 6 months, and it's just like every Sunday night I just dreaded the fact is I had to go sit down in a quiet room somewhere and put my thoughts together and talk for a half an hour with not having this interaction like I have with you right now, which was just, gosh, it was just like work. And now I'm on the radio and I get all this feedback and people send me, like you were just talking about, I got a tweet the other day and, you know, people are reaching out and saying, hey, I'm in China and I'm learning English because I'm listening to your radio station. I thought, well, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, really? I love that. But let me ask you this. What was one of the biggest lessons that you learned when you launched the show? Because I can tell you, when the first year I was on the air, my thoughts were not on making money or making it or learning how to monetize it. I just wanted to do my own show because someone had pissed me off, and I owe any success that I have to being eternally pissed off about something. So what was one of the biggest mistakes and one of the biggest positive lessons that you learned?
Well, one of the biggest mistakes, I think, is there are different schools of thought on this. This is my opinion and my opinion only, and if there's a
sure.
professor at Harvard or Stanford listening right now that wants to debate me on this, it's at Sales with Sully on Twitter. Just send it to me and we'll debate it all you want. But I think being too niched, if you are the podcaster or the guru for left-handed scissors and you're the only guy on the radio doing that and your market is 12 people and you have 11 of them, then you're probably at maximum. So one of my early failures, if you will, is I was in power electronics in the solar industry and there were like five people that cared about that. So I spent all my time struggling, thinking that what I was passionate about, there weren't other people passionate about. So I think my biggest success or my biggest learning was, elevate yourself up out of the weeds, get up out of the weeds, invite some cool experts onto your show, have some banter with the technology we have now. You and I can get on a call like this and talk and debate something on both sides of it. And all of a sudden, it's 1,000 times more interesting to hear me ramble on about, the electrons of the DC side and, that just, so don't be so niched that you're limiting your market. raise your head up out of the weeds, look out over the horizon, and find a little bit broader topic. And my biggest success, I think, is to find other people that either have the same view or different views on you, what you do in that large arena, and have some conversation about it. It's a lot more interesting.
Well, you know what's interesting? Because when I launched the show, there were many days where a guest would flake out and wouldn't show up. And so now you, in those days, it was a 30-minute show. So you would have 30 minutes of me sort of rambling on, which I nobody wants to hear that. And it was sort of a lesson. So I always try and have three or four different guests on at any particular time. Now I'm lucky because now we've got commercials we can go to, and you know it was all sort of a learning thing. Plus, when you do a live show, you hear the ambulance in the back, and you know it is what it is. And that used to embarrass the hell out of me.
No, that gives you texture, my brother. That's your texture. That's the feel.
Exactly.
That's the noise of the city that people should go and, hey, this is real.
Yeah, it's a live show, and I was telling listeners, listen, you know, you're hearing the crackheads down the street yelling at each other, whatever. So just go with it, and you know, it is what it is. But we have a good time.
Are you in the Tenderloin?
Tell me,
are you in the Tenderloin?
I am in the Tenderloin in San Francisco. Absolutely, everything happens here. This is one of the best kept secrets in the city because we have some really fantastic restaurants, some really local neighborhood pubs that have really cheap drinks, which I'm going to be having several of those when I get off the air. And it's sort of become this hip and happening place that most people don't know about. I guess they're starting to figure it out. Tell me, before we let you go,
sure.
What were you going to say?
No, I was just going to say that, though, because it just gives real texture. I love your show because it has real texture. Because the only thing we need is smell-o-vision, so I can actually smell the Tenderloin. Other than that, it's all good.
I'm not sure you want to do that. But listen, tell everyone, if someone, because I get this question all the time, somebody wants to launch their own radio show, their own online radio station, what's the one tip that you would share with them in order to get started?
Don't try and do it all yourself. Find your niche in that particular world. Like, so for instance, if you're the production manager and you know how to put together a show, then do that to be the engineer. If you're the online talent, do that. If you don't try and do it all yourself, because what happens is you end up with a rack full of servers in your basement or your living room. You end up with five DSL lines, you know, trying to keep up with the bandwidth. So outsource as you invest and as you earn money in your system, you know, reinvest that money back and get those things outsourced. You know, start with your cell phone and a internet connection. And then as you grow and you get people to actually listen, use that income or that monetization, reinvest, you know, go get a third party outsource that does all the operations, you know, the software today is incredible. Rent some server space so you don't have to own it and maintain it and manage it. You know, buy a really, really good microphone. don't buy a $30 microphone, buy a really good one, spend the money for it if you're online talent.
Anything else?
I would say early and often talk about, you know, people that love your show that are willing to, there's a lot of services out there now that you can actually get them to pay a small monthly fee from a subscription because they like what you're doing and they just want to say thank you. It's sort of like a tip. I'm not going to give anybody a shout out, but you can search those and find them. There are several companies that do that. And you could, you know, they'll just ding my credit card for $5 a month because I love Tony's show and I'm going to just, you know, help support him. So every month they take $5 or $10 and send it over to his bank account, or find people that have a similar opinion to you and like your message and ask them to, you know, be your sponsor. Ask them, start out at $100 a show or start out at $50 a show and work your way up. And next thing you know, you're going to have, you know, people that are, you know, and your show will just keep getting more and more professional every time. And I think that's the way to build the business, just do it organically instead of trying to take investment.
I love it. Tell everyone where they can tune into your show. And I know that you and I are supposed to have a conversation. I've been so busy traveling, and I know that one of your people sent me an email, and I have not had a chance to respond to it, but I promise I will. It's just been a little overwhelming. But tell everybody where they can reach you and learn more about who you are, what you do, and maybe work with you.
Well, I appreciate that. You are tentatively slated right now for the second week of September to be on my show. My show is called Mind Your Own Business, and I use that as saying, if you don't mind your own business, somebody else will. So take care of your own world that you live in. And it's a weekly show. It's 50 minutes long, and it basically just we interview CEOs and successful entrepreneurs from all over the world, and it's just a way to learn from some of the greatest minds in that particular industry. And I'm not specific to any industry. I'm only looking for success stories. And it's a lot of fun. But the radio station itself is called InspiredNewsRadio.com. And then when you go to the personality pages, you'll just see Scott Sullivan with Mind Your Own Business. You can reach me at Twitter. My Twitter account is @SalesWithSully, just like it sounds, sales, like selling something, Sales with Sully. And Sully has been my nickname my whole life, short for Sullivan. And if you just go to the Twitter @SalesWithSully, leave me a tweet, follow me, tell me you love me, whatever. I'm real easy to find on LinkedIn. I'm real easy to friend on Facebook, all those things like that. But mainly I use my Twitter account, and, you know, just send me an email through inspirednewsradio.com. And then obviously tune in. And if you want to be if you're a podcaster now, if you I've always thought about being a podcaster, or if you want to, you know, start a show. If you want to do a 30-minute show once a month or once every week, or if you want to be a special guest two times a year, if you've got a message right now inside you that just can't get out, you just don't know how you want to get it out, then call me. We'll put you on the air. No charge. Don't charge you anything. We like good content. Remember our mantra, though. We're five words. Positive, you know, is the first word we talk about. And then you have to be inspiring, informing, education, or motivation. So you have to be a positive message. We don't do left wing or right wing. We don't bash on any president, former or past. We don't do any politics or anything like that. It's about health and wellness or business. And if you've got that message that fits our platform and you need it to get out, no charge to you. We'll even help you and help you do editing, even if you've never edited or made a podcast before in your life. If you just want a soapbox to stand on, give me a call.
I love it. I love it. Listen, Scott, can you hang out a little bit, or do you have to go?
No, I can hang on. I'd love to listen in. I don't know who your next guest is. I looked at was trying to see on the schedule, but yeah, I'll hang out. I'll hang out with you. I love it, Tony. Thanks.
All right, sounds good. And we will be right back. And by the way, Scott, if you'd like to, we'd love to have you back on the show.
Thanks, I appreciate it. I'd love to be on anytime.
All right, we will be right back.
Most of us experience 200 chemicals before we get to the breakfast table. Want to kick chemicals to the curb? Start with the largest organ of your body, your skin. From the banks of the Rogue River in Michigan, Flow Soap Studio has created a chemical-free soap that your body will love. Our soap is made with botanical oils, natural colors, and scented with pure essential oils. It's vegan and never tested on animals. That means no tallow from large factory slaughterhouses, no GMO oils, detergents, perfumes, or harsh sulfates. Not a single ingredient is created in a laboratory, so it's safe for the environment and amazing for your skin. Find us on Facebook at Flow Soap Studio or visit flowsoapstudio.com today and get free shipping. That's Flow, FLOW, soapstudio.com.
This is Inez, your audacious living and confidence coach with InezBracy.com. Can you feel the change in the air? The change that's telling you that it's time for you to do something different with your life? time to have the transformation to start living your dreams the way you desire? This transformation is all about you. Do you sometimes feel that you don't matter because you're not doing the things that your soul and your heart is crying out for? Then if this is you, it is time to take action. It is time to take action to get clear about your future, to get some strategies to assist you in having the dream lifestyle that you desire. And it's time for you to feel the accomplishments that feel so good when you know you're really on your path. Connect with me at inezbracy.com. Click on my calendar and schedule your time to chat with me. I know that you are desiring a change and you'd like a little help. You just don't know how to get there. Be sure to schedule at inezbracy.com, schedule on my calendar, so that you will have the chat to get you started on creating that life that you know you deserve, desire, and definitely want. I am Inez, your Audacious Living and Confidence Coach.
Okay, and we are back, and I want to send out a special word of condolence to Kimberly Angelwood, who is the creator of Flow So Studios. She's one of our sponsors who lost her husband yesterday to cancer. Kimberly, for those of you who are longtime listeners, know that Kimberly is one of my oldest and dearest friends, and she has been dealing with this for about a year. I talked to her last night, and she said goodbye to her husband for the last time yesterday at 10 a.m. And it was just heartbreaking because they had been together for about 20 years. They've got a 14-year-old son, and our hearts and our prayers go out to Kimberly and her family. She's an amazing person, amazing businesswoman. She launched this this business, Flow So Studio, on her own. Her husband ran a bicycle shop for many, many years. She decided she wanted to do something on her own, and so she started this business. And I use soap a lot every day. I'm obsessed with it, so just wanted to send our condolences out to Kimberly Angelwood. Our thoughts and prayers are with you. Now, having said all that, our next guest is Karen Noe, who is the author of We Consciousness, 33 Profound Truths for Inner and Outer Peace on Friday. And I believe she's on the line. Karen, are you there? Welcome to the show. Hi, this is Tony. Are you there?
Well, I'm here. My name's Arjuna Ardar. I think I'm slated for this slot right now.
Yes, you are actually our next guest. Arjuna, thank you so much for calling in. Karen seems to be running a little late calling in. Arjuna Ardar, who is the author
yes,
of Radical
right.
Brilliance.
I think I'm slated for 4:15 today, right?
Yeah, you're perfectly okay. You are
Good.
The author of Radical Brilliance. Thank you so much for calling
yeah.
in. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much. I actually... I was just enjoying your last guest so much. I asked my interview booker to contact Scott Sullivan. So that was a very interesting conversation.
Well, you know what? Before we get into your conversation, let me get Scott on the line so you can tell him directly. Scott, are you there?
Great.
I am. Shout out, Ardo. How are you doing, brother?
I'm doing well, brother. Thank you. Yeah. Well, Maran Kutseroff, my interview booker will be contacting you right away to see if you'd like to talk about Radical Brilliance on your show too.
I would love to. I would love to talk to
Great.
Radical Brilliance. I'm from Kentucky, so I don't know what either one of those words means, but let's sign you up. Yes.
Well, I'm definitely qualified to let you in on it. Yeah. Okay.
Excellent.
Good.
So
All
I
right.
look forward. To, I look forward to the call. Thanks again, Tony. I'm going to hang out and listen. This is great. Thank you so much.
All right, my pleasure. And this is one of the things that I really enjoy doing is putting people together and watching them connect. So that's what we do here. Tell us, Arjuna, where are you calling from? I'm curious.
I'm calling from the eastern part of the state. So if you just look out of your window in an easterly direction, you'll see me waving right now. I live in the Sierra Nevada mountains.
Okay, fair enough. So talk to me about the book. What was the impetus for writing the book? Why did you decide to write it? What do you want people to get out of it?
Great. Well, that's a really great question. And actually, what the book is about is very much about how the book emerged. And actually, this may sound a little strange, but it really wasn't a conscious decision. It wasn't something that I decided to do. It was more that the book chose me. It was like I had a car accident. I was running a coaching school, quite a successful coaching school. We trained 2,000 coaches over the years, and the coaching school had become really kind of overwhelming. And I had a car accident 2 years ago, quite a serious car accident, which I was actually unscathed, miraculously. I didn't have any broken bones, but I was laid up in a kind of a post-traumatic state for a while, just kind of frozen. It was such a shock to the system having this high-impact accident. And in this hiatus, when I was just laying in my bed staring at the ceiling, when you're laid up like that, deep questions start to gnaw at your soul, like why are we here and what's the meaning of it all and why do we do business anyway, and all those things came to the surface. And in that vacuum, this brilliance cycle kind of emerged, and it was a bit like a jigsaw puzzle where little bits came together at different times. And lo and behold, by the time it was time for me to teach my next seminar, this entire new map had revealed itself, which I've been able to test very, very thoroughly now with some amazing people, with business leaders and innovators in many different fields. So the Radical Brilliance really presents a map on how and why people have original ideas which actually change the game for everybody.
And so one of the things that you said that I thought was rather interesting is that the book chose you. And as someone who's published number of books myself, I can really attest to it. The books that have done particularly well for me are the ones where it was not a subject that I really thought about writing about, but it was something that sort of came up and chose me. As a matter of fact, my new book is called How to Make Shit Happen. And that came out of the fact that whenever I teach a workshop, so many people say, how do you do what you do? And so that's the reason why I titled it How to Make Shit Happen.
I'm assuming that's a book about laxatives, right?
Well, maybe after you read the book. But one of the points that is made in your book is that brilliance is our natural state of mind.
Yeah, right.
The brilliance is
so exactly. Yeah. So that's a really beautiful way to see it, you know, is that brilliance is who we are, but something gets in the way. So what gets in the way when we're not being brilliant is kind of business as usual. You know, it's kind of doing what we've been told to do because we always do it that way. And there's a lot of very illogical, strange things that we do as human beings which don't make us happy, don't make anybody else happy, but we just do them anyway. Because that's what we have to do. You know, it's kind of Eeyore mentality. And so the big mantra of disruptive technology and disruptive innovation, which is really what a lot of younger business leaders are talking about, is being disruptive. I've done some amazing interviews for my own podcast with business leaders who just question, who says it has to be that way? You know, that's the big mantra. Who says? Who says we have to do things the way we've always done them? And actually, you know, you could say that today it's a difficult time to be alive on the planet, particularly for younger people. There's so many unsolved problems we face, some of which look very serious. But it's also an amazing time if you're feeling creative, because there are so many opportunities for innovation, so many opportunities to do things differently. And the big key is, how do we innovate? How can we make innovation predictable instead of accidental? And that's really what this book is about, is how can we radically increase the chances of having original ideas?
I love that. And speaking as someone who spent a lot of years doing something I really, really hated. And again, to our longtime listeners, you know what I'm talking about. I began my career as one of the highest paid B2B telemarketers in Chicago and then in California. And I made a lot of money, but I was really, really miserable to the point where I was suicidal. I just really hated my life.
Yeah.
I hated what I was doing. And part of that, and I maybe you can attest to this, part of that was the realization, I guess, came to me when I moved here to California and I made the decision that I actually wanted to tap into the muse and be a writer. That was
yeah.
my main goal. I realized that I wasn't honoring that. And so I get what you're saying, that the brilliance was being blocked because we are so busy doing what's in front of us that we forget to really unleash that creativity and that brilliance that's in all of us. I love that. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I think that's what you're saying.
Yeah, that sounds really good. You know, I think one key to that is to really pay attention to the fact, although it sounds a little mystical and weird, particularly on a business show, you know, I think we need to attest to the fact that if we really do the reverse engineering, and I've interviewed a lot of people. I've done 420 interviews with innovative people, with brilliant people, and almost everybody speaks about through, not from. You know, great ideas come through us from some unknown source. They don't really come from the little mind that's trying to plot things out and understand and figure things out. So really it's in moments of deep relaxation and deep openness that new ideas pop up. And a great example, of course, is Albert Einstein, where the general theory of relativity did not come to him working hard in his lab. It came when he was laying back in the bathtub and it revealed itself. And I don't want to take the time, but I could just reel off dozens and dozens and dozens of examples of people who relaxed deeply and became receptive, and something revealed itself to them. And this is a time, in my opinion, when we could really use a lot of great new ideas, a lot of new ways to do things, to solve environmental problems, to solve problems of financial inequality, to solve just a whole myriad of things that are unsustainable. And all of those problems finally will get solved by somebody thinking of things in a different way. So this is a great time to learn how to use your mind in that way.
So let me ask you this question, because you touched upon something, and I got to put it out there. One of the things that I'm finding is that, yes, you're absolutely right, great time for new ideas, being innovative and that sort of thing. I'm finding that a lot of people, particularly when you're talking about thought leaders and the political climate, are just not open to new ideas. They're sort of,
right,
you know, this is the way we've always done it. We're not, we don't, why should
yeah.
we change it? You know, why should we get out of our comfort zone? There's a lot of pushback with new ideas, even in business. You know, I come up with a new idea all the time. I put it out there, and initially people are like, you know, and it takes them a while to sort of get it. But once they
yeah.
do, they're all in, right?
Yeah.
What can we not only tap into that brilliance, but also
yeah.
get other people to see, you know, the brilliance that's in them and tapping into that?
Yeah.
That's sort of a long-winded
right.
question, but I'll put it out there.
Yeah, no, I think it's a great question. So the brilliant cycle described in the book has four phases, and they're all important. And actually, the generation of new ideas is only one of the phases. You can think of it like a clock, you know, with 12 at the top, 3 on the right, 6 at the bottom, 9 on the left. 12 to 3 is where these new ideas percolate. But 3 to 6 is the journey from intention to accomplishment. And that's where it's necessary to actually operate within boundaries and to be able to take that new idea that came out of nowhere, that came out of left field, and actually ground it. And the next phase, interestingly, from 6 to 9, is where we learn, where we develop humility, where we recognize our own limitations. So all of these four phases are necessary to brilliance. And the map, incidentally, is not just describing how brilliance happens. It also becomes a really accurate way of prescribing why brilliance gets blocked. We've noticed four kinds of blockage and they all exist in all four of the quadrants I mentioned. So that's 16 unique ways that we get in the way of brilliance. And once this becomes clear, you know, in coaching, for example, a coach can work with a client, and either the client is just flowing brilliantly, or it's very clearly one of these 16 kinds of blockage which has got activated, and then we have really precise practices to unblock it again.
Mm-hmm. Let me go to the lines, because I see there are people waiting. So let me see if anyone has any questions or comments.
Great. I love questions. Love questions.
Let's see.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Tony. Do you have a question or a comment for our guest or anything you want to say? Yes, no, maybe? Okay. Putting you on hold. Hi, this is Tony. Do you have a question or a comment? Yes, no, maybe? Okay. Everyone's quiet today. Hi, this
Hello?
Is Tony. Hi, this is Tony. Do you have a question or a comment?
Hi, this is Karen Noe. I'm actually the next guest.
You're our next guest. Yes, we were waiting for you. No problem. Do you ever?
Yeah, I was here for
I don't know. I don't know if you've been tuning in. Did you have a question or a comment for our guest?
It's wonderful what you're talking about. I'm just waiting to get on. That's all.
All right. Sounds good. We will come back to you. I think we had one other person. And hi, this is Tony. Did you have a question or a comment? Yes, no, maybe. Okay. Everybody's silent today. That's okay. That happens sometimes. So tell everyone where they can reach you, where they can get copies of your book, and anything else that you want to share with the audience.
Sure, great. Well, the best way, if you're interested in what I've been describing, the best next step is go to radicalbrilliance.com, which is the kind of one-stop shop, you know. There is actually a little mini course you can take that goes into all this in more detail. It's free. And if you'd like to get the book, best thing is go to Amazon or to your bookstore, either one. It's available as a paperback, as Kindle, as Audible, as a beer mug, as a tattoo set. No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, it's available in all the usual formats that you would expect.
All right, sounds good. And Arjuna, will you come back and talk to us again in the future?
Love to. Yeah, it'd be great. Fantastic.
All right, and let me know. I think you probably have Scott Sullivan's contact information to get on his show. But if you need his information, be sure to shoot me an email and I can connect the two of you. Okay?
Terrific. Yeah, he sounded really interesting. Yeah, thanks a lot. It's been a pleasure talking
All
to
right.
you today.
And,
Thank
and
you.
Listen, if you can hang out,
Thank
please
you.
Hang out. Maybe somebody has some questions, you know, when they call in. If you can hang out, can you hang out a little bit? Okay, we lost him. We'll be right back.
How would you feel if each of us came with a manual, not a how-to manual, but a who-are-you manual? Think about this for a minute. In other words, what would it mean to you to be able to understand your child's behaviors? Hi, my name is Paige Olson. As I grew up, I felt misunderstood, and I didn't even understand myself. Over 30 years ago, I started riding and working with horses. Early on, I started to see their behavior as communicating their unique individual personalities as well as their emotional well-being in the moment. At the birth of my first child over 25 years ago, I made him one promise, to seek to understand him first. I made the same promise to my other child at her birth. Seeking to understand the messages in their behaviors created the foundation for our parent-child relationships that allowed each child to give me permission to raise them. Using a combination of intuitive gifts, investigative skills, and astute behavior observations to see what parents did not yet see, I have spent the last 20-plus years mentoring children as well as their parents, transforming their parent-child relationship. It is in our behaviors where we find the messages that are the foundation for the manual that was never written. If you have children between the ages of birth and 5, if you're willing to slow down, if you're open to new perspectives, if you're ready to make observations and ask questions starting with, why is my child, not how can I get my child to, I can help you discover your child's unique individual biological wiring. the greatest gift you can pass on to your child as they grow up. A good place to start is to really understand you. Your one half of this relationship and your past experiences and beliefs matter. If you have children under the age of 5, here's your first step. Go to my website, theolsonmethod.com. That's Olson, as in O-L-S-O-N. Take the parenting struggle assessment and do the core beliefs exercise. As you do these exercises, write down your answers so you can look over them later and become conscientiously aware of your actions, beliefs, and behaviors. If you'd like a free 30-minute conversation with me to discuss the most frustrating or stressful behavior you're experiencing from your child, go to the contact area of my website, theolsonmethod.com, and send me a request for a free Discover Your Child conversation. I look forward to talking to you in the near future.
Okay, and our final guest is Karen No, author of We Consciousness, 33 Profound Truths for Inner and Outer Peace on Friday. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on.
No problem. You are a psychic medium. Tell our listeners what that is and how it works.
Okay, I'm able to connect with those who've passed on. And what happens is we're spiritual beings having a human experience, so the energy of who we are continues. It's very scientific, actually. So I'm able to pick up on that, and you know, the aspect of them. Energy doesn't begin and it doesn't end. And that's what we have to remember. So, it happened since I was a little girl, but 20 years ago, I was going through a very difficult time in my life, and I sat at the edge of my bed, and I just yelled at God, and I asked if I was going to be okay, and with that, I saw a light that came towards me from the other side of the room, and my first response was, if you're not of God, please leave. The more I said that, the more it kept coming towards me and eventually enveloped me, and at that time, I heard an audible voice that said, Lucia Lucina, Bella Lucia Lucina. For those Italian listeners, they know what that means. It means light, little light, beautiful little light. To make a long story short, that was St. Francis of Assisi, who's been guiding and protecting me ever since and giving me very profound messages of peace and light for the world.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. Because
sure.
I believe we all sort of tap into that, that center, that other inner voice, that power, whatever you want to call it. You do psychic readings in person. Can you do them online? I mean, what can you tell me about me?
Oh no, I don't it online on the phone. I usually do it in my office. I meditate an hour before. Quiet my thoughts to connect with theirs and so forth. But I truly believe my purpose here on earth is to empower people to do what I do, which is even more important because it's not about that hour of the reading. It's about, you know, the next day, the following week, the following month, et cetera. And I teach people how to do this. And in fact, you can do this yourself. You have to understand that your loved ones are speaking to you all the time. They're giving you signs to let you know they're with you. You know, look for the signs. I call them without a doubt signs, such as they like to come as a bird, a ladybug, a butterfly to let you know they're with you. But that particular animal would do something it normally wouldn't do, such as land on you, peck at your window, something like that. They like to give you signs such as a license, you know, a car cut you off, and instead of getting angry, you look at the license plate. And it may be your loved one's name or, you know, their birthday or something like that. So the key is to look for the signs. Another very important understanding of how to connect with your loved ones is to know that they don't have an audible voice or a physical body. Most people expect to see an apparition of their loved one or to hear a voice, but that's not necessarily what's going to happen. The messages come as thoughts. They speak to you telepathically. So trust those gut feelings. You know, if you're thinking about your loved one, you have to try to differentiate between your thoughts and theirs, if that makes sense. Their thoughts will just pop into your mind for no reason, and your thoughts about them will have an originating thought that will trigger another thought, et cetera. if that makes sense. So truly, ask your loved ones to come to you in a dream and to wake you up after the dream so you remember it. They're coming to you. You know, it's just to tap in to understand that they truly are with you.
Now, and I can attest to that because I have a lot of loved ones. It's not something I really talk about a lot, but, you know, I do have loved ones who come to me all the time, usually in my dreams, but there have been times where I will be in a particular situation and I'll be ready to do something and something stops me cold. And I'll say, you know what, Mom, I got it. You know, don't.
I love that you listen.
And
yeah.
I don't know why. I immediately think it's my mother as opposed to my sister who passed on. I don't know why. But it's like.
Because you know.
I know.
You just know.
Right. I know instinctively who's talking to me. I get it. So I'm a believer. We are in kind of a time of extreme crisis and chaos. What advice can you give to people for keeping their center, particularly when the world around you seems like it's going out of control?
That is such a wonderful question. The most important thing is to focus on what's right instead of what's wrong, to focus on blessings around you and in the world. There are wonderful things happening. To remember to focus on solutions instead of the problems themselves. That's the only way things are going to change in our world. You know, if each of us change our feelings and what we're perceiving, what happens is we're vibrational beings, and everything that we're thinking and feeling is attracting more of that in our world. So if more of us focus on the blessings and the love all around us, it truly will raise the vibration of the planet and the world will change. We have to focus on solutions instead of the problems themselves. So that's the key. That's the key.
I love it. Talk to me a little bit about the profound truths for inner and outer peace. What are some profound truths that we can acknowledge?
The most important one is that we are all one. We don't feel that oneness when we're in the physical body because it feels like you're over there and I'm over here. But what happens after we leave the body, we feel that completeness. We are all one. It's an awareness of the unity of everyone and everything. That includes animals and nature, you know, and it talks about we consciousness, talks about our divinity. We actually have the source energy, God, within us. And in, because of that, we could create amazing miracles in our lives, which is kind of it's a wonderful thing. And if we understand the power we had within us, we would realize we're not victims anymore, you know. The only difference between a miracle worker and one who's not is that the miracle worker realizes it. And that's what we have to understand. If we could fully grasp these important truths, we could all do this. We really can. It's not just the great masters. That's actually what all the great masters talked about. This and more you can do if only you believe. You have to have the faith and so forth. But, yeah, so I was given 33 truths for inner and outer peace. And when I was asked why 33, I was told by the we guys, they're called, 33 symbolizes divine guidance and the spiritual uplifting of all of creation. So that's why.
Interesting. Tell everybody where they can get your book and how they can work with you. And anything you want to promote, feel free.
Oh, sure. So they can get my book on Amazon.com, any large bookstore. They could go to my website at KarenNoe.com. That's KarenNoe.com. I do teach classes. I'm traveling with the Dyer family, Wayne Dyer. I don't know if you knew Wayne Dyer. But I'm actually traveling with them. I'm going to be speaking at the Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York, and I'm going to be speaking at the Edgar Cayce Center in Virginia Beach as well. I'm not taking any new clients because I'm booked for 2 years ahead of time. So I can't take any more clients, but I was, yeah. So, but the important thing is to understand, to read my books. I have a number of books out. Another one is called Your Life After Their Death, because truly the loved ones who passed are so much in peace and tranquility. There are no words to describe it. It's the living loved one who's grieving. So I talk about how to heal and how to connect with your loved one in that book as well. But the most recent one is called We Consciousness, 33 Profound Truths for Inner and Outer Peace.
I love it. By the way, if you're interested, shoot me an email, and because we're doing a higher power virtual summit. It's going to be, I believe, in October, and if you're interested in participating in that, shoot me an email and remind me, and I'll send
you the
information.
Sounds wonderful. Thank
everyone, you. Oh, my pleasure. Tell everyone, you said that you can get your book on Amazon. I could talk to you all day because I love this kind of stuff. But what's coming up for you next? Where can people connect with you? Do you have any events that are coming up? I want to give you an opportunity for people to.
I'm actually I have a big event coming up. It's from Humanities Team. If you go to Facebook, it's Humanities Team. We're going to have Global Oneness Day on October 24th, talking about oneness of everyone and everything. The whole world is going to be joining in. There's hundreds of thousands of people joining in for this event. There's going to be panels all day, different types of event about the environment, about, you know, the divine feminine, the divine masculine, all of it. It's just beautiful, wonderful, coming together of the world to promote peace on earth and oneness. So if you go to Humanities Team on Facebook or humanitiesteam.org, I believe, yeah, I don't think it's com, you'll find out more information about that. So that's very exciting.
All right, sounds good. And looks like we still have a couple of people on the line. Let's see if anybody has anything they want to say. Hi, this is Tony. Do you have anything you want to say?
Well, this is Arjuna that was, I was talking to you earlier.
Oh, you called back. Great. Yay.
Yeah,
did you have
I got cut off.
Oh, no problem.
No, it sounds interesting stuff. It sounds interesting. I think, you know, the main loved one that I'm interested to connect with is our cat who died about a year ago.
Well, the best part is that our animals are part of that oneness and we consciousness, and they're actually able to come through. So what you need to do, and people will say, just talk to your cat, because your cat can hear you. Your cat is probably around you still at home. Your cat's part of your family, right? It's a big, people don't understand the grieving involved when our loved ones pass, and that includes our pets.
Absolutely.
Yeah, right.
I love that. Karen, we want to have you back on the show. Will you email me and let's get you back on the show if you'd like to come back?
I would absolutely love that. Thank you. I will email you about that and the summit as well.
All right. Sounds good. And Arjuna, thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate you calling in. And the same thing goes to you. Please email me and let's get you back on the show, okay?
Sounds great. Sounds thank perfect. You.
All right. We're going to go to commercial and then we'll come back with some final thoughts.
Hi. Do you speak to be seen as an expert and market your business? Do you have a system to generate leads in your business? Are you making 100K plus in your business? If the answers to these questions are no, then you need to be at the 0 to 100K Marketing Success Summit. My name is Toni Harris-Taylor with Drastic Steps Marketing. If you want to learn how to get known, get connected, and get paid, then this summit is for you. Register at drasticstepsmarketing.com and click on the 0 to 100 Success Summit link on the menu.
Startup Founders, are you looking for resources, space, mentors, service providers? Visit us.techcode.com. Is your company growing and are you ready to access new markets? Overseas, China, Europe, North America? Visit us.techcode.com. Are you a mentor or service provider that are interested in access to startups in incubators or accelerators throughout the world? Visit us.techcode.com.
Okay, and so that's our show for this week, and I want to thank all of our guests for calling in. Really, really wonderful stuff. Really appreciate it. And as always, our listeners, our advertisers, we're going to try and do the promo Fridays once a month to give small business owners an opportunity to promote their businesses for free if they want. 30 seconds, you just tell us your name, your business, and your website so people can connect with you. And I'm going to do something a little different. I'm going to end the show a little differently than I normally would. Those of you who listen on a regular basis know I absolutely love Julia Fordham. She's one of my favorite, or she is my favorite singer. But I happen to come across a young woman named Tanika Charles who I was listening to her music all day, totally, totally digging it. I'm going to be doing my Teach What You Know virtual summit on Monday at 10 a.m. So those of you who are interested in attending, connect with me on Facebook. I'll send you the link on Zoom. And don't forget to register for the Women of Influence Dallas event. That's going to be on August 30th, and that's going to be in Dallas. We're doing 7 cities this year, 8 cities next year. But in any event, Tanika Charles, I was really, really impressed with her music. First time I've heard of her. I'm going to try and get her on the show so she can tell us her story and maybe teach us something. But I want to leave you on this Friday with a little bit of Tanika. To everyone listening, thanks so much for calling in. To our advertisers, our listeners, our guests, thank you so much for your support over these last 7 years. And here's to another great year as we go into season 8. Here's Tanika Charles.